the research was really conflicted a long time ago, saying, you know, we thought women should stay away from tree nuts and peanuts because it could cause allergies in their children. 70% of the allergies that children get are fairly life-threatening with tree nuts, and they're usually when they're young, and they have to be sensitized some other way. An allergy doesn't become an allergy till the second time that you're exposed to the substance. So they thought, you know, in utero maybe they were exposed, and that caused this increase of sensitivity to tree nuts and peanuts. But new research has shown that it's actually not the case, and this new study published in JAMA was actually really important because it showed that there was possibly even an association with women who ate nuts or tree nuts five times or more a week. They actually had a decreased risk of allergies in their offspring.
And yet I'm looking at this and it doesn't seem like we have like the absolute definitive carved in marble approach to this whole thing.
Right. No, and that's true. There always has to be some thought given that more studies always need to be taken. But this study was fairly reliable because it was nurses done and they had a really high response rate. So it was a good stepping stone at least.
And yet it also seemed to indicate maybe you should really talk to your doctor about this to decide
Absolutely.
What to do.
If you have a family history or a personal history, definitely talk to your doctor before you eat peanuts or tree nuts. The thing is, the study doesn't show that it decreases the transmission. It just shows an association between women who ate nuts. They had a less chance of giving it to their offspring as long as they didn't have a personal history of the allergy.
Do we have any idea what causes such allergies in children?
Is it more genetics? We don't know. That's why we thought for a while in utero exposure, maybe that sensitized babies. You know, and there's a lot of common allergens. There's soy, there's wheat, milk, eggs, egg whites. Those are the most common allergies. And we don't really know what triggers that in children.
Now, you're an OBGYN.
Yes.
So what do you tell your patients?
You know, I tell them that they can pretty much eat everything, you know, within moderation. If they have allergies to something, stay away from it. But there's certain things that I don't like my pregnant patients to eat. Basically, in pregnancy, the biggest risk is disease. You're immunocompromised during pregnancy. So you just need to make sure that you wash your hands, eat foods. If they're hot, they need to be hot. If they need to be cold, they need to be cold. I tell people that at like the summer picnic. You know, don't be chancing on that potato salad that's been sitting out because you're the one that's going to get salmonella and get sick.
Does this information, though, from this study shed any new light, though, on the growing number of children developing food allergies?
So it doesn't shed much light on why this is happening. But we're thinking, though, I think the thinking is going now that the more you're exposed to a substance in utero or early on, actually, the less allergenic you might be. And that's a change in thought in the last 10 years from avoiding everything until later on because we thought it would cause allergies. But now we're finding out, actually, maybe it's the opposite of what we thought. But more research is being done. I'm sure in the next 5-10 years, we're going to have some new evidence showing what we should do in pregnancy and as an early infant.